Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience as well as those tuning in online. My regular listeners know that I love a great cup of coffee, and our next guest is able to use the analogy of coffee to be able to really talk about our lives and how we can be the best of ourselves. Elizabeth Hamilton Guarino is making her first appearance on Conversations Live to talk to us not only about her work with the Best Ever You Network, but also her book, Percolate, Let Your Best Self Filter Through. We'll talk to Elizabeth a little bit about what led her to write the book, but also what she hopes you're able to take away from it for yourself. Elizabeth, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Hello to you also. I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, I'm excited to have you on, and for one thing, because I love coffee, but also I love the fact that when I was reading Percolate, Elizabeth, I kept thinking about what a great way of being able to look at ourselves and to look at the challenges we face and what's possible for us all. I mean, what has it been like for you now for almost a year to be able to have this conversation with people, Elizabeth, about, you know, how they can be the best of themselves by using this book?
It's been so much fun to meet so many different people and touch lives. I have a saying that if our lives meet, I hope we're both our best as a result. And
yeah.
Percolate, I love helping people bring out the best in themselves and others. And Percolate has a 9-point process to help people do just that.
Exactly. So true. We're going to actually talk about two of those points, Elizabeth, a little bit later. Let's talk about how this all began, though. Let's talk about the Best Ever You Network. And I should say for our listeners that are joining us both online as well as, of course, on the radio dial, you guys can follow Elizabeth on Twitter at Best Ever You. When did you first realize that that was possible for you, Elizabeth, that you could be the very best version of yourself?
Well, it started back in 1998-99, when I had a couple of near-death allergic reactions. I'm deathly allergic to nuts and peanuts and fish and shellfish.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of at that point where I started to really question the footprints I was leaving. But I wrote down a few things, changed my life in a few different directions. But it really wasn't until 2004, when my father had a stroke, that I was sitting there in a rehab facility with him, and he rattled off a series of inspirational words in a test-type setting for people who have had strokes. And I took my journal out of my purse and wrote Percolate, ABCs of Life. And I kind of started writing it right then and there.
Yeah, and you know, I think what is so interesting, what you've been able to do, is to not only show people, Elizabeth, what is possible for them, but you're doing it through example. I mean, you've been able to help people around the world to realize what is possible for them. And as you said, you know, your hope is, you know, if you are able to have exchanges with others, that you guys can be able, of course, allow the best self to filter through. When you hear from people, though, about how something you've said or something you've written has impacted them, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, well, it makes me feel very, very proud and very honored that I've been able to touch someone in that way, and that also that it's just always a very nice reminder that there are a lot of people out there and a lot of work. There's a lot of work to do, and I love when I hear from them, because in that moment, it's that moment of gratitude for everyone, and they also
right.
learn to pay what they've learned forward.
Yeah.
So we always have a conversation about it's really cool that I've helped you in some way, but how are you going to help the next person too?
So true.
And I use it kind of as that opportunity to keep spreading joy.
And what a great thing to be able to do. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking to Elizabeth Hamilton Guarino today. She's not only, of course, the founder of the Best Ever You Network, but the author of the book Percolate, Let Your Best Self Filter Through. And I want to focus on the subtitle of that, Let Your Best Self Filter Through, because one of the things that you talk about in Percolate Point 1, Allow for Change to Brew, Elizabeth, is the importance of realizing that it's your best self and not your perfect self. I think the thing is, and I've been guilty of this myself, you know, we look at other people and we think, oh, why can't I be like that? Or why can't I do this better? You know, how did you get to a place where you realized that it wasn't about reaching perfection, but about being just the best you possible?
Through failures, through just about every moment. I'm almost 46, and, you know, just about every moment in life, You really can. I could look across the street right now and say, oh, my gosh, their house is bigger, better, their cars are nicer, my goodness, their kids are more well-behaved and better dressed and whatever. And as you're doing that, you've completely lost all touch and sense of your own gratitude and things that you have and your own gratitude. And so I kind of teach what's called the percolate flip. And people can say those things around me, and I say, yeah, but, and let's talk about gratitude for a minute and what you have. And you can pretty much flip anything that anybody is saying into gratitude with learning how to do that.
And that is the great thing. In fact, you even say in Percolate Point 3, create your own best blend. I just want to read a part of that because it ties perfectly into what you just said on page 74 for those who have the print edition of the book. I work with people to help them make life changes and live their best life, you write. My approach is based on the idea that when you think with your heart, you will understand what you want and need to change. You will go where you place your energy. To strengthen our motivation, we have to start with our thoughts. Do you think that has been the key for you, that you, as you just said, you go to gratitude, that has been the key for you looking at your life differently?
Absolutely. And in every motion, back that up just a little bit and understand that, you know, we're all here with moments, and our moments really matter. And in our moments, we have choices we can make. And so when I'm in my moments, I make choices to do things that are very heartfelt, very, very filled with passion, and I place my energy in those directions more often than not. And I think that stems from a lot of gratitude, and it's sort of a practice. I think Louise Hay has it just absolutely nailed when she wakes up every morning with an affirmation of how her life, her day, and everything about her matters. And if you follow Louise Hay, she's got that down to an art of gratitude in affirmations.
You use in the book, Elizabeth, a lot of great examples and even share some of the words of individuals that are living exactly what you're sharing in Percolate. Has that also been the key for you and something that you've shared with others, the importance of associating either personally or in books like this with individuals that are where you want to be or headed in the direction that you want to go in?
I absolutely think that is key. I think it's very important to surround yourself with love. I especially think that when you're trying to achieve something that isn't you don't even exactly know what it is that you're trying to do, or maybe you have some goals that are higher than those around you. Like, let's say you wake up one day and you say, I'm going to write a book. And everybody around you goes, what? Why would you do that? Oh my gosh, that kind of thing. People sometimes will drag you down a little bit so that you don't change and go in the direction that you want to. And those people are great. They might even be family. They might even be friends, whatever. But I do think it's important that if your dream is to write a book or produce a movie or, you know, be a professional baseball player or host a radio show or whatever it is, you most likely need to surround yourself by people who might be doing that, or who are on the same path as you, and just really make sure you surround yourself with support.
Right.
I don't think I would be able to do anything I've been able to do without my husband and children and my mom and dad supporting my every move.
Yeah. What a great thing. And what a great reminder, I think, for all of us, Elizabeth, to be appreciative of those things that sometimes we can take for granted. We may not mean to, but those things that we can definitely take for granted. There are two things that you said in this conversation, and that's one of the great things I love about not scripting this show, is that I can kind of just piggyback off of what the guest says. And you mentioned, as we were beginning the conversation, I talked to you about how this all began. You mentioned your allergies. And then just a few moments ago, Elizabeth, you talked about choosing love. You kind of bring all of that together in the chapter called Coffee is the Elixir of Life. And in saying about your allergies, and it made me think about it once you made that point, that you used to feel sorry for yourself, but then you wrote on page 92 in the print edition of the book that you found the beauty of your allergies. Talk to us about that, because I think that's an important thing for people who look at themselves and think about something that maybe others may frown on, or even they frown on about themselves. How did you find the beauty in that, and how did that help you to better appreciate you?
Yeah, my thing is food allergies. Some people might have something else that they're dealing with on a daily basis. Mine's food allergies. And you're right. I used to be actually quite angry about having something wrong with me. I hid it. I remember when I first got my medic alert, I put it in the pocket of my pants. I didn't wear it so people could see it because I was so afraid of being labeled and shamed and losing my job and, you know, things like that. And I really just learned to understand that I could deal with what I had going on with me, mm-hmm. and it wasn't so bad. I kind of went to the extreme and said, well, I'm not dead, so yeah. I'm living. This hasn't killed me. What am I going to do with this? And I there was a real point. I've gone through depression. You know, I was depressed for a little bit. I was angry. I was, you know, all those different things. And I remember meeting this gal named Gina Close, and she said, would you like to be in my book? I'd like you to feature you with your Mrs. Maine crown and banner and your medic alert and help have you help kids with food allergies. And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I want to do that or not. And she said, well, you should think about it because you have the ability to save lives. And I thank her almost every day to this point. You'll see me Facebooking her and stuff. And she helped me change my life and understand that, yep, I've got something that's not so great with me with these food allergies and dealing with eating, but I can help other people save their children's life or their own life. And it was at that moment I really just started to learn to percolate peace.
Yeah, percolate peace. It's something that you talk about throughout the book. The other thing that you talk about in that particular chapter, and this is all under Percolate Point 3, Create Your Own Best Blend, you talk about, it's something that you referenced earlier, Elizabeth, and that is choosing love. And you said it in this chapter, you know, in regard to wellness. And I thought it was an interesting correlation, but what you actually wrote was wellness isn't just about physical health. It's about mental health and choosing love. And then, you know, you go on to ask the personal questions, you know, what does wellness mean to you? And I think this is important for our listeners because a lot of times, and I was just having this conversation actually with my uncle earlier today, that, you know, a lot of times that when it comes to wellness, it's either a choice that we make, you know, as a form of maintenance or because of situations that happen to us. It's forced upon us because of an injury or an illness or something. Do you hope that in choosing love that people understand and appreciate, especially by reading Percolate, the importance of looking after themselves and treating themselves the best they can?
I do. I think self-love and self-worth and self-respect, accountability, all those things, it's kind of where you help your behavior match your values, goals, and belief system and throw in some love and compassion in there. It's a tall order to learn to do because it's real easy to get there in front of that mirror and go, oh, my gosh, I'm 5 pounds overweight and, you know, beat yourself up. But even right now, I'm leading a fitness challenge right now with 12 people. We've got 4 groups, and that's what we're discussing right now. We're at day 10, and we're discussing about love and compassion and caring for oneself, because when your well-being fails, you know, everything kind of tumbles from there. And choosing to love yourself. When you start to implement choosing love and compassion for yourself, a lot of us are good at doing that with other people, but for ourselves, we put ourselves second, or third, or fourth, or fifth, or sixth, or tenth. And when you shift that to your priority and choose that for yourself, so many things fall into place, and you're right. It's better to try and implement that before it happens to you. Don't you think?
I totally think that, and I think that is so true. You know, again, everyone, you're listening to Conversations Live, having a great conversation today about the book Percolate with the author, Elizabeth Hamilton Guarino. She also is the founder and CEO of the Best Ever You Network. We'll tell you here in just about 5 minutes how you guys can stay connected with Elizabeth, as well as how you guys can get Percolate for yourself and some freebies as well. We all love freebies, so we'll be able to tell you how you guys can take advantage of that. The last thing I want to talk about in the book that really struck me that I think is is an important point, and that is because a lot of people will look at you, Elizabeth, and I've heard this for myself as well, and say, well, yeah, but you don't have these problems, or you don't know what it's like to go through this. You talk about, of course, what happens, you know, when you find that crack in your favorite coffee mug, and I think, you know, it kind of dovetails in with another point to make about, you know, what happens when your coffee pot breaks. I mean, we all have these things, but isn't it really, and this is what I hope people really get, because I think this is a really important point, that all of us go through something, but it really is about our attitude. Wouldn't you agree, Elizabeth, about how we handle it and how we allow that to be able to affect us overall?
Well, I agree, and I don't think there's anyone out there really that hasn't had a struggle or two or three or four in their lifetime, and I think it can be really easy to look at someone else and think that they don't struggle and you're the one struggling all the time. So I really think it's important to really pay more attention, and I call those, I'm trying to get to mocha moments, because I call those things mocha moments, and I think it's really important sometimes to stop and repercolate. So I introduced that word to you, repercolate, and I think those are the moments when something's happening to you where you tune in and you reformulate what your best blend is going to be, because you really might have to change it up a bit in order to have your best life moving forward when something happens to you or for you. I think percolating is kind of like a nonstop process. You may need to have to stop and repercolate many times in your life to get back on track and center yourself. So I think it's real important to kind of learn how to center yourself with love and gratitude and compassion. Those are common things you hear in self-help. But I also think it's important to recognize when you need to percolate and repercolate.
So true. So true.
And I don't think people... Oh, sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I wrote the book the way I did, is because it's not a book where you go, okay, I've read this book and now I'm percolating. You can do that, but I think you'll find that you pick the book up throughout your life and go to a chapter that might be pertinent to what's going on in your life, and then go to the rest of the book and remember how to percolate.
Exactly. Again, a great way to be able to reflect our lives, to look at, and to remember, just as if you spill your coffee, you're able to clean it up and the world doesn't end, the same happens for all of us every day, that, you know, we don't have to crumble because something slips, because something doesn't go according to plan. And I think the other great thing that you talk about in the book is the importance, of course, of laughter and being able, you know, to take advantage of that, enjoy the moment. Again, I think going back to appreciation, something that we referenced earlier. So, Elizabeth, when people finish Percolate, what is your hope? I mean, when you wrote this book, what was your intent when people finished it that they would be able to do or to know about themselves?
Well, I hoped at the end people would laugh at the very last part of it, that, you know, we make mistakes.
Right.
I really hope that we learn to percolate peace. And again, percolate peace, there's a 9-step process in the book that helps people ultimately percolate peace. And that means that we're out there, we are taking what is happening in our lives, and we're paying attention to not only our own life, but those lives around us. And like, I'm a real strong believer in mentoring. I'm a real strong believer in leaps of faith. I'm a real strong believer in random acts of kindness. I think random acts of kindness create massive waves of peace.
Right.
So my hope is that we just all tune in a little bit more to ourselves and those around us, and have a good chuckle while we're at it, if you can.
Yeah. Think of what a great thing to be able to do. For
and a good cup of coffee.
Right. Oh, yes. We got to have that. I mean, if nothing else, we got to have a good cup of coffee. I have cut back, and I've been, and it's been guests like you, Elizabeth, that have definitely helped me with this, actually. I mean, I love the analogy with coffee here, and I used to be, unfortunately, a 4-cup person, you know, a coffee drinker. Yeah. And I had a guest come on the program and really kind of slap my hand about that and how I was killing the great things about coffee with the stuff I was putting in it. So I learn from you guys all the time, and I'm so excited that I am able to have this conversation with you. And I think our listeners definitely will benefit as well as they're learning how to percolate in their lives and to be able to really allow the best of themselves to filter through. Again, everyone, Elizabeth Hamilton Guarino has been our guest today. Great conversation with you today, Elizabeth. Again, her book is called Percolate, Let Your Best Self Filter Through. It is available through our friends at Amazon.com, but I was talking with Elizabeth before we went live, and she has something very special for you guys to be able to get some free gifts. Elizabeth, tell our listeners where they can go to be able to take advantage of that.
Well, on percolatebook.com, if you go to that website, you can register for my mailing list. And what I'm going to bypass the part. I hope you all go buy the book. But for your listeners, what I'm going to offer is just kind of cut to the chase. If you register on there and send in your email, you can send another email to percolatebook@gmail.com. Just directly send an email there, and it will automatically respond to your listeners with 4 free gifts.
Wow.
So they don't even have to buy the book if they don't want to. You can see the 4 free gifts and maybe decide from there if you want to purchase the book. But if you send an email to percolatebook@gmail.com, it will give you 4 free gifts, including a social media guide and a Create Your Best Life PDF and all sorts of things. There's 4 things there.
Great thing to do. We'll be sharing this on our social media pages for sure, Elizabeth. Again, everyone, the website is percolatebook.com. Go there anyway because you definitely want to watch the video. There's a great video on the website as well. There's a place there for you to be able to order it. But as Elizabeth said, for you guys, if you guys just go to the website that you'll see there on percolatebook.com, which is percolatebook@gmail.com, that you will be able to get those free gifts. And we know that you're going to head over to Amazon.com and purchase the book for yourself, but definitely take advantage of the free gifts as well. Elizabeth, thank you so much for doing that for us. I really appreciate that, and I know our listeners will as well. Congratulations to you on the great work that you're doing. Elizabeth is on social media. As I referenced earlier, you guys can follow her on Twitter at BestEverYou is where you guys can follow her there. I'll double check. I think I already am following you, Elizabeth, but I'll make sure that I am.
Yeah.
And we definitely want to have our listeners connect with you on Facebook as well. And it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. I'd love to have you back.
Oh, thank you so much, and you're welcome on my show as well. I'd love to have you as a guest, too, if you ever do things like that. I really appreciate your love for Percolate. It's so important, and I appreciate everybody who reads the book and talks about it, and I just... Lots of love.
Yeah, well, look,
love and hugs, that's my thing.
Look, I appreciate that and would love to be a guest. So that is such a nice offer. Really appreciate that. And we definitely appreciate our listeners for joining us for another great edition of Conversations Live. Now, if you guys are joining us on the radio side of our program, there's more of our show to come. So you guys stay where you are. But if you're joining us online, we are going to lose you guys. But if you came in late and missed part of the broadcast, thanks to our online friends, you guys can catch the replay right after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to the link that you find on our social media pages at facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Again, the book is called Percolate, Let Your Best Self Filter Through. Go to percolatebook.com, and I'll spell percolate. It's P-E-R-C-O-L-A-T-E. Book.com is where you guys will go. As Elizabeth mentioned for you guys, if you guys send an email to percolatebook@gmail.com, you can take advantage of those free gifts that she has for you. But definitely head over to Amazon.com. Get the book either electronically or in print so you can be able to share it with others and to see how you can allow the best of yourself to come through. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.